Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Note scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Spurgeon scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Reynaud reaches second base with a double. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reynaud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter catches it and throws to first to double up Tobin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bennett. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Davis. Myatt moves to third. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reynaud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sisler. Myatt scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Node. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fuchter reaches second base with a double. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson strikes out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon juggles the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tobin hits a line drive into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Note hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. McManus moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Bennett moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Harry Rice pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Note scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Severide moves to second. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bennett scores. Severide scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tobin hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Rice now playing third base. Gene Robertson now playing shortstop. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fuchter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Fuchter reaches second base with a double. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuchter scores. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler throws to second for 1, and Robertson throws to first, and Sisler drops the ball. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rice juggles the ball. That's an error on Rice. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Jameson scores. Spurgeon goes all the way around to score. Speaker moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Indians. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuchter moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuchter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rice fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Severide moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson pinch hits for Dixie Davis. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.